Progressive Insurance presents Flo's newest song. We compare rates to give you confidence.
We compare rates to find you a great deal so you can be even more confident. Not that you need more confidence. I'm sure you're a great person with great posture. And you probably look really good in corduroy pants, which isn't easy.
Comparing rates to help you save. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
The road hates your engine. They are adversaries, enemies, foes. The road will attack your engine with dirt, dust, and grime through your air filter any way it can. Fight back. Reclaim the horsepower the road tries to steal. Every 12,000 miles, it's easy to change to a Fram air filter that keeps dirt, dust, and grime out of your engine. If it's on the road, there's a Fram that fits. Find your Fram air filter at your local Walmart.
Hi, this is Jeff Culhane, the host of Sports Nightly. Please join us live on Thursday night from Bullseyes in Hastings as we bring our show on the road, the Woodhouse Auto Family Sports Nightly Summer Road Show. The voice of Husker Hoops, Kent Pavelka, former Husker quarterback and All-American Steve Taylor, and I will be there as well with you. Bullseyes from 6 to 9 o'clock Thursday night. Make sure to join us. Sports Nightly Summer Road Show live in Hastings.
With a mix of clouds and sunshine through the day today, we'll still see a few isolated showers and storms around the area with a high of 86 with east winds to 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll head back to a low of 64. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 79.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, rolling on with our extended coverage this week with the United States Senior Open, the hot dog contest on Friday. Don't forget on Monday, a little golf in our show as well, not only recapping the weekend, but we'll be at Meadowlark Hills for the Fairways and Dreams Project, the annual golf scramble. Matt and Melissa Prash and the Blys and so many of the folks that we've worked with over the last few years. We're going to be back up there talking a little bit about their organization, but again, continuing our 12 teams in 12 days, recapping the weekend in sports and getting you ready for Big Ten Media Days. But we will be live with the Doug and Daddy Show Monday at 11 o'clock. Jim Lang will be with me up at Meadowlark Hills in Kearney. Interesting news. We were talking about Sean Callahan and the players that are going to Big Ten Media Days. Randy, Sean's put out a tweet here just in the last few minutes about Spencer Long, and it's a good reason that he's not going to Chicago.
Yeah, it's an awfully good reason. We were kind of talking a little bit about you're going to probably do your career a lot longer than you're going to play football, and the reason that Long won't be there is because he's taking the MCAT, the Medical College Admission Test. So he's working to get into medical school and has to take the test, so that's the reason why he won't be in Chicago for Big Ten Media Days.
Yeah, that's probably a good
reason. Yeah, that's probably that'll work. That's good.
You walk into the coach either comes to you and says, "Hey, you want to go to this?" Or you walk into the coach's office and said, "Coach, I don't think I can go to Chicago." "Why not?" "Well, I got to take the MCAT." "Oh, explain to me what that is again."
I bet Bellini even knows what that is. But that conversation probably ended with, "Well, good luck with that," because that is not an easy test. I'm sure. I mean, I would know.
Well, I have a hard time spelling MCAT. World University Games continuing over in Russia, and the United States women are now 3-0 after taking care of their opponent today in Brazil, 105-75. Jordan Hooper, 11 points and 4 rebounds. The Nebraska senior-to-be helping the United States go 3-0 in pool play, and they will await the winner of Russia, or the loser of Russia-Sweden, when pool play continues for them. The United States men just getting underway with their third pool play game in the World University Games. And, of course, Creighton's Doug McDermott, a big part of that. So you expect the United States to do well, and then maybe a little bit deeper on in pool or tournament play, semifinals, finals. Much tougher competition usually.
Yeah, and you know, it's our game. I mean, basketball is the American game, really. And the disadvantage that the U.S. kind of runs into year in and year out is that a lot of these other national teams, That's about all they do. They play. They play better as a team. That doesn't make the Americans selfish. They are busy playing for Creighton or Wichita State or whatever schools else that they're playing for. And it just it takes a little time to kind of build that cohesive things. And what you've kind of seen with the NBA players that go to the Olympics, they work very hard the year before they go there to build that cohesion and to spend some time together and try to play as a team. And talent level for the United States is usually pretty good. It's just whether or not you can get them to play as a team. And the rest of the world is catching up with the United States when it comes to basketball, no question about it.
Well, some of the world caught up and the United States refocused, I think, is what happened there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. I mean, it used to be we could just show up with an all-star team, three practices in, you know, have two inbounds plays designed, and the United States could just kind of dominate everybody. But then the rest of the world has really improved, and the United States has had to re-examine how they do things. You're absolutely right.
One more story here before we go to a sports update, and then we'll be back to hear from Colin Montgomery, who is one of the many big-time names here in Omaha for the United States Senior Open. And this will be near and dear to your heart, Randy, because we'll get a little hockey talk here in July. But here at Platte River Radio, which ESPN Radio is part of, we will be signing up to have Tri-City Storm Hockey on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, with all 60 regular season games and playoff games for the second consecutive season. And Jared Shaffrin is going to be back on the mic again.
And they're going to try to change the schedule a little bit. The schedule hasn't been finalized yet, but they're probably going to have fewer of those middle-of-the-week games that are just kind of difficult to go to, and hopefully that'll bring in even more fans that come in and watch them, and hopefully, you know, the Storm can kind of take that next step. But it's exciting to have them back on the air with us.
Yeah, excited about that. I want to go back because I find that interesting. I find that interesting that you would say that. I would think that the Storm staff does such a great job of promoting other events at their games besides just the hockey. I don't know how anybody else in the league can do it any better than what they do. But I would think games when you're not competing against the high school and UNK events would be some big home run hitters for you. And if you play every Friday and Saturday night, you're competing against those exact entities.
But those are nights that people go out. You go out on a Friday and a Saturday night. It's a little bit tougher. It's a little bit tougher on a Tuesday. You know, Tuesdays are usually the games that you're looking at. It does make it a little bit harder to go out there. I mean, we see that going to high school games. It depends a lot on a matchup. But you'll have more people going to a high school football game, football obviously, but basketball game on those Friday nights than you do on Tuesday nights.
Well, yeah, your point's well taken. I'm just saying there's less competition on some of those nights. I mean, I liked having every once in a while a Tuesday, Wednesday, or a Thursday hockey game. And again, because if I wanted to go to a game, those are about the only opportunities I would have if they pop on a Wednesday.
Yeah, and I would agree with that because of what we do in terms of covering high school basketball here on our network of stations. Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely the case for myself. I find it very difficult to go during the basketball season, especially unless they're going to be playing only on at that Tuesday or maybe a Monday night or what have you. I agree with what you say, but I think in general most people are much, much more likely to go out on a Friday or a Saturday than they would. I kind of like the Sunday afternoon games, but then you're starting to compete against the NFL and everything else that's going on Sunday as well. So it's always kind of tough to pick a night, and you probably don't want to go too many Wednesdays because you're competing with church night.
Well, we'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show and get you some more hockey talk when hockey season does begin. But Colin Montgomery, some thoughts from him, and a whole lot more on the Doug and Daddy Show from the U.S. Senior Open right after this.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 15 up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, golf, basketball, bowling, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 8th through the 11th in Kearney. Sign up by going to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2013 Nebraska Senior Games, where the competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
Sports Center. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. The East beat the West 3-2 in the Cornhusker League All-Star game last night at Rider Park in Grand Island. Anthony Pacheco of Kearney Runza was 2-for-3 at the plate with a double and a home run. Matt Karloff of Hastings Five Points Bank had an RBI single. Lincoln Southeast Vermeer High Plains beat Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes 8-1 last night out at Duncan Field. Hastings is now 26-12 in the season. They'll play host to Lincoln High Plate again sports tonight, beginning at 6 o'clock. Other action last night, Kearney Little Caesars rolled past Donovan Trumbull by the score of 12-1. Jordan Hooper of Nebraska scored 11 points and pulled down 4 rebounds. Lead the USA basketball team to a 105-75 win over Brazil today at the World University Games in Russia. Hooper has averaged 7.7 points and 6.3 rebounds per game in the first three games of pool play. Quarterfinals get underway on Friday. USA is looking for their third straight gold medal at the World University Games and their ninth overall. Nebraska Athletic Director Sean Eichhorn has announced the hiring of Steve Waterfield as a Senior Associate Athletic Director of Performance and Strategic Research in Nebraska, effective on August the 5th. Waterfield joins Nebraska after 2 years as a senior administrator at the University of Miami. Prior to that, Waterfield spent 7 years at Wisconsin. Hastings College volleyball coach Matt Buttermore has been named the Omaha World Herald's Women's Coach of the Year. Buttermore led the Broncos to the Elite Eight of the NAIA National Tournament this year. Hastings finished with a record of 30-7, including a 16-0 mark in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And James Shields wiggled out of early trouble as the Kansas City Royals beat the New York Yankees 3-1 last night. The game was New York's third straight loss. Kansas City is now 43-44. The same two teams will play at 6:05 tonight, pregame show at 5:25 on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. That is sports.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We know what season is here, grilling season. We also know you need to give your grill a break sometimes. I suggest you do that on Mondays and Tuesdays when all kids' meals are just $1.99. Hey, we're not talking fast food here, real burgers. We're just trying to do your grill a favor at HK Sports Bar and Grill, where our grill is bigger than your dad's.
Come on in, let the games begin. Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you here on this Wednesday program. I'm in Omaha at the Omaha Country Club for the United States Senior Open, and Randy in Kearney in our Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We're through the month of July, even better deals on over 100 brand new vehicles that have come in to the lot in all makes and models. They qualify for additional discounts from the manufacturers. You still get the great hassle-free price for Midway, the top-of-the-line rebates. Of course, there's summer promotion, the $500 gas card, which could fill up a couple of trucks two or three times. Whatever it may be, they're there to help you out. But check out the extra incentives right now through the month of July at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. You can see their complete inventory at thinkmidway.com. They also have some special online coupons that you can use for summer specials, alignment checks, fluid flushes, off-road specials. They've got so many different items up there. Even if you don't need the new or pre-owned vehicle, just want to take care of the one or two vehicles that you've got, bring them into Midway, and don't forget to like them on Facebook, because at the end of the month, they'll be drawing out in early August for that pair of tickets, Nebraska football season tickets. No gimmicks, just like them on Facebook. Somebody's getting those tickets. What a great deal. So whether they're taking care of the current vehicle you have or getting you a new or pre-owned vehicle, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is there for you. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and thinkmidway.com. We're going to have Colin Montgomery's talk here in just a little bit, but Randy, I knew this is something that you would appreciate. You can look all over. We scan so many different websites and radio shows and newspapers across the country, but you don't have to go any further than the Lincoln Journal Star today to see this classic story. According to the Beer Institute, and I know your ears are
already... Oh, I got a start. That's a start.
Nebraskans over the age of 21, and I guess it's hard to measure those under the age, drank 35.2 gallons of beer per person last year. The Beer Institute puts Nebraska at number 8 in the country in per capita consumption by persons 21 years or older.
35 gallons per year?
Yeah, would you be over or under that?
3 gallons a month. 3 gallons a month. I might actually be under that. I'm not holding up my end of the bargain.
You've got to talk to Kim and the family and get that taken care of. You need more nights out.
Well, I won't argue with that as at all. I need to get a little bit closer to my growler. I think that's what it boils down to. I need to show my growler more love and attention.
They've got an entire map here, telling us in the charts of who's 1 through 50, the number one state consumption of beer per person per capita is who?
To me, Wisconsin makes the most sense.
Wisconsin is 5th.
Okay, so I'm not completely off the charts. Per capita, well, oh, all right, let's go with Nevada, because you're going to have people coming in from outside the state.
Nevada 6th.
I'm in the top 10, but I'm coming up short here. Okay.
The Midwest is strong. Let me give you a few of them here. 10 is Maine. 9, how about this? Texas. Holding up their end of the bargain. Nebraska sets at number 8. Number 7 is Vermont. Number 6 is Nevada. Number 5 is Wisconsin. Number 4, South Dakota. Number 3 is Montana. Number 3 is Montana. This is for the most beer per person in the state per capita. Number 2, New Hampshire.
Wow, New England is rocking it too.
But the number one state where they can put their beer down per capita, North Dakota.
See, that's why hockey games are so much fun at the University of North Dakota. There you go. Sip. Never mind. Okay. But North Dakota, South Dakota, and Nebraska, well represented. You know, and there was three of your top 6 right there.
This comes from James in Grand Island that says, I'm over the limit and you are too.
I might be. I'm just saying I'm close. But you think about that, 3 gallons a month. Now, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Jim in Ravenna says he's over too. So we want to thank all of you that are firing off your emails and texts to us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Colin Montgomery, when we come back.
Hungry?
A great meal is closer than you think.
Head on over to Sapp Brothers on I-80.
Where you're always welcome to be our guest.
Just imagine sinking your teeth into a perfect chicken fried steak.
Not just any chicken fried steak, but chicken fried steak that's huge, homemade, and one of the best you'll find around.
Because at Sapp Brothers, we're more than just a travel center. We're a great restaurant, too.
And we'd love for you to be our guest.
So stop by.
In Odessa on I-80, exit 263. Just look for the big coffee pot.
You're always welcome at Sapp Brothers.
Be our guest at Sapp Brothers.
If you represent an organization that typically refers job openings, particularly to women and minorities, and would like to be notified of openings at Flat River Radio, an equal opportunity employer, please send contact information to generalmanager@kkpr.com or mail to General Manager, P.O. Box 130, Kearney, Nebraska, or P.O. Box 726, Hastings, Nebraska, 68902.
Are you itching to win a brand new $45,000 pickup truck, but you can't wait for the Adams County Fair? Stop out to Hastings Ford Lincoln this Saturday from 9:30 until 11:30. The first 50 people get an opportunity to unlock the Hastings Ford Lincoln Visible Vault. Inside, the keys to a brand new Ford pickup. Unlock the vault, win the truck. We'll see you this Saturday from 9:30 until 11:30. Brought to you by Flat River Radio and Hastings Ford Lincoln, where the difference is black and white.
Hilltop Mall in Kearney invites you to this weekend's Summer Sidewalk Sale. Whether you're wanting to add something new for your summer look or just needing to get a head start on back-to-school shopping, you'll find everything you want, all from the stores you love. Save big this weekend throughout the mall on dresses, shorts, shoes, and so much more. Don't miss the ESPN Radio Hot Dog Eating Contest on Friday starting at 11. That's all during Summer Sidewalk Sales this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only at Hilltop Mall.
Nothing says summer like family fun at the lake in your brand new boat from the Boat Dock. The Boat Dock in Grand Island is your one-stop shop for everything that floats. Like Suzuki, Mercury, Evinrude, and Crestliner boats. Where's pontoons and Jackson kayaks? Going fishing? The Boat Dock carries a boatload of tackle and live bait, including minnows, chubs, worms, and crawdads. They know what's biting and how to catch them. For everything that floats, head to the Boat Dock, your full-service boat dealer, 3620 Old Highway 30, Grand Island.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, rolling on, and we've already seen some warm temperatures, haven't we, Randy? And that means those pivots are working overtime. You don't want them breaking down, do you?
No. Especially in this heat. No.
No, you don't want to be out there messing with a pivot when it's 102 degrees and 90% humidity in the heat of the summer, and that's why T&L pivot system should be in your field. The hydrostatically T&L pivot allows even water distribution and less waste with their continuous movement, no start and stop. It's proven hydraulic technology that you know and trust, and obviously it makes life easier on you. No hassles, no more dangerous electricity, and more production from your crops. Don't waste time, don't waste money, and don't waste water. The choice is simple with the hydrostatically powered pivot from T&L Irrigation Systems. You can discover the difference by visiting your local T&L dealer online at TLIRR.com. Or you can see them wherever you want throughout the state of Nebraska, throughout the United States, and 60 countries worldwide. Proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. That is T&L Irrigation. Well, Colin Montgomery just turned 50 on June the 23rd, and now is playing in the United States Senior Open, his second major. He played well in his first major, the Senior Players Championship, just a couple of weeks ago, and he talked with the media yesterday here at the Senior Open.
Delighted, you know, I met Kenny Perry in the parking lot there, and Steve Elkington, and a few of the guys that were my contemporaries and peers of mine growing up playing on the U.S. Tour, especially. I saw them once, really, a year when they came over for the British Open on my home turf, but I had to come over here and play and enjoy it thoroughly. And so good. I enjoyed Fox Chapel, the Players' Championship completely. The Constellation Players' Championship was a great success and therefore given me added incentive to do better here than I did there. The course wasn't particularly suited to my type of game there. It got very, very wet and the fairways were made very, very wide, unfortunately, but as a golf course and as a standard of play, I was very impressed, and I look forward to competing here for many, many months to come.
Very good. You said 9 holes here this morning.
I did.
The course now.
Yes.
Do you think this course is a little more suited to your game?
Yes, it is. It's firmer, faster. There's no placing. Of course, we had placing, lifting, and place at Fox Chapel all 4 days, which was a shame as well, but it had to be done. This will be playing the ball up or as it lies, as you say, and I think that provided we don't get any heavy, heavy thunderstorms through the afternoon, which I don't think is forecast, to be honest, I think we're in for a great week. I think the golf course, the front nine I've played, I heard it was the flatter nine, so I played that one first. I think what I'll do is I think this week I'll play 8 times round the front nine and I'll leave the back nine, I think, because if that's the flat nine, I think we're all in trouble. We've forgotten that we're all over 50 here, you know, and we tend to suffer sometimes. So I'll just play 8 times around the front nine, and then I'll have a half a chance. But it's very good. The greens are super. The conditioning is. We almost come to expect the conditioning as good as it is here, USGA events. But I know as well as anyone, it takes an awful lot of effort, a lot of money, to put. On an event as good as this and the course as in good in shape as this. So I thoroughly admire what the USGA do and to test us to the degree that they are. And we look forward to the the challenge over the next 4 days, 5 days, really.
Very good. So we're going to open it up to questions here. Just raise your hand. We have a couple of people running around mics, and once they come over to you, we'll get going.
Stu. Stu Pospisil, the Omaha World Herald column.
Yes.
If I remember right, you were a commentator at Marion.
I did, yes. Yes.
Do you see similarities between Marion and OCC here?
Yes. Yes, I was working for Sky Sports, and I did a little bit for Golf Channel as well over there, and I was very impressed with Marion. People felt that it was going to be burnt up and 61s and 62 shots, but the USGA are no mugs, and they understand what's, and it's amazing how in the year 2013 that the scoring can be controlled to an extent of having level par winning the US Open. And to be honest, the way the front nine, the way this course is playing and the difficulty of it, you know, I mean, under par here will be a very good score over the 4 days. There's a more physical element comes into the senior open than it does in the regular US Open. And four rounds round here will play its part, no question. Some of the guys 55 to 60 will be glad that the 72nd hole is upon them. And me at 50, I'll be glad alongside them. So there always is a physical element here that you've got to think about, and the heat and the severity of the course will play its part. But I think the similarities, yes, in the way that it's been set up in a beautiful manicured manner. Yeah.
Good. Dave down in front.
Can you speak a bit, if you will? First, welcome to the Champions Tour, the over 50 circuits, as it were. Can you speak to the prestige of the title here? Bob has just played one event on the over 50 circuit. That being considered a major championship as well.
Yes.
From a worldwide perspective and from you looking forward to your over 50 career, how important is this, the U.S. Senior Open?
Very important. I haven't traveled from Edinburgh, spent a night in London, flew over to Chicago, transferred over here in the heat to finish second. It was very interesting to see that Freddie Couples, having won the Masters in his exhibit at the Hall of Fame recently, has the replica of the Senior British Open in a prime spot in his exhibit. And very interesting to see the emphasis that he puts on a senior major win. And I would do something similar. I've been very close to winning the US Open on a number of occasions, and it would be great to finally come over to America and win a USGA event. And I look forward to trying to achieve that. These championships are major championships. There's more golfers in the world. There's more playing golfers in the world over 50 than there are under 50. So we're playing for don't get me wrong here, this is a major, major championship, and I treat it as such. The standard of golf is very high. I played okay last week, 2 weeks ago at Pittsburgh, and was 8 under, and I was 11 shots behind the lead. So, okay. So that proves that the standard is extremely high out here, and I'm under no illusions how difficult it'll be to try to win any event out here, never mind a US Open. So I look forward to the challenge of it. I've got a good draw on Thursday. I've got a good tee time with Tom Watson and Bernhard Langer. Three Ryder Cup captains, three winning Ryder Cup captains playing together, and I look forward to that draw. And if I can stay, especially with Bernard now, age-wise, especially if I can stay with Bernard, I'll be very happy. So it's a good standard to try and attain to keep with Bernhard Langer.
Well, and Ian has to channel it back in Lincoln. You've played in major championships. You played in the Ryder Cup. How do you imagine this to compare in terms of the field, in terms of also the atmosphere and the crowd that is present this weekend?
This is a very well-supported golf tournament already. Even on a Tuesday in the heat, the crowds have come out here to support, which is wonderful. There's not a lot of professional sport, I believe, in this area. So it's nice to see the crowds coming out to support professional sport of any kind. This, as I was saying earlier, is a major championship, of one that everyone pegs it up on Thursday morning, with anticipation of trying to win. And it's different for me now that I have a different stage in my life whereby I was hoping to win on the European Tour, playing against guys that are younger than my children. And now I'm playing against guys my own age, so it's more of a level playing field. And I look forward over the next few years to compete against that than I was where I really felt the playing field was a wee bit uneven because they were better than me.
On Sunday at the Senior Players, I believe you shot 65.
Yes.
What did you find that was working, and what do you carry over to this week?
Nothing different in the way I played. I played actually better Thursday, Friday. I didn't hold any putts at all. On Sunday, I just held 3 more putts than I did on Saturday. So 68 became 65. That's all it is. And a lot of the guys are on the practice ground there and everything. But really, you know, we all know that 70% of this game is played within 100 yards of the hole. Doesn't matter what standard of golf you are. That's where this championship will be won and lost, and that's where every championship's won and lost, settled from 100 yards in. And so if I can putt the way I did on Sunday, I have a chance. That's all. I'd love to be in contention on Saturday evening. I was competing in Europe for the last 2-3 years, not really contending. And I'd like to be able to contend on Saturday evening to give myself half a chance.
That's Colin Montgomery, and a part of his chat yesterday here at the 34th Annual United States Senior Open. Kind of funny, Randy, because saying that all championships are won from 100 yards and in, one of the championships that he was a big part of wasn't won from 100 yards and in, and that was Phil Mickelson hitting it off the tents in the 2006 U.S. Open, where Montgomery had a chance and short-sighted himself on a 7-iron coming in to the 18th hole and couldn't get up and down, or he would have been there with Jeff Ogilvy, the eventual winner.
Yeah, that was a dramatic shot. But, you know, it's that old saying, you drive for show, putt for dough, but if you can play within those 100 yards. But again, as we talked about earlier, some of the hills on some of those holes are going to make it harder for these guys to control the ball and be able to stick them on the greens, especially as it heats up through the course of the day and makes those greens just a little bit faster. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays.
Yeah, well, there's also that in between the driving and the putting where I have a lot of troubles too. So
there's no shortage of my problems, that's for sure.
We'll take another break here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we roll towards the top of the hour. We've got a jam-packed show tomorrow. Phil Steele, college football guru, will be joining us at the very start of the show tomorrow. Our 12 teams in 12 days, Paul Kondike of the Spartan Magazine to talk Michigan State football. Plus, we'll have comments from Kenny Perry, Fred Couples, Tom Watson, and Bernhard Langer here from the U.S. Senior Open, and maybe even more. Right now, we'll take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Rib sandwiches, Carolina Whopper sandwiches, John Barbecue's back.
Time to round up the customers.
Cowboy Joe, Barbecue's back at Burger King. And Barbecue's back.
Stan, Barbecue's back at Burger King.
Molly, Barbecue's back.
Astronaut, Barbecue's back.
Come try our summer barbecue menu with the new rib sandwich, Carolina Barbecue Whopper, and sweet potato fries. Burger King, where taste is king.
Barbecue's back at Burger King.
Horizon Recovery and Counseling Center and the Unity Houses presents Recovery in the Park Celebration on Friday, July 12th at 6 p.m. at the Brick Yard Park in Hastings. You're invited to a free barbecue with hamburgers and hot dogs, chips and drinks, and you're welcome to bring a dessert to share. There'll be inflatable bouncy houses, obstacle course, along with ice cream, cotton candy, popcorn, and face paint. A free concert will be presented by Becoming Mosaic. Then stay for the 42-inch TV giveaway at the end of the night. Freewill donations will be accepted, and everyone is welcome for this great time of food and fellowship at Brickyard Park on Friday, July 12th. For more information, call 402-462-2066. That's 462-2066. Horizon Recovery would like to thank these sponsors for helping make this year's event possible. Bubba Burgers, ASAP, T&L Irrigation, Custom Pack, United Way, Walmart of Hastings, and Mary Lanning Healthcare, as well as the North Shore Assembly, First St. Paul, and First Baptist Churches in Hastings.
Protecting them is something you've always done. It is something you will always do. But sometimes it's complicated. and you may need a little help along the way. Parents, take a stand and visit us online at positivepressure.org for answers, tips, and support about protecting your child from alcohol abuse.
Powered by Buffalo County Community Partners.
There's so much here for everyone at Indian Head. Indian Head Golf Club.
Let the fun begin at Indian Head, Central Nebraska's only GPS-equipped golf course. Play 9 or 18 holes on Indian Head's flat, fair, but challenging, well-manicured golf greens. Book your tee time today by calling 308-381-GOLF.
There's so much here for everyone.
When your stomach's on E, take a pit stop and refuel at Kitty's Roadhouse Bar and Grill. The whole family will love dining in Kitty's unique racetrack garage-style atmosphere while you fill up your tanks with delicious burgers, juicy prime rib, or a pizza made from an authentic wood-fire oven from Italy. Take a trip to paradise from the Tiki Lounge patio while you enjoy a margarita and relax. Start your engines and head over to Kitty's Roadhouse Bar and Grill, 1400 East South Street in Hastings.
Great dining and a better price. Order Grandpa's Steakhouse certificates from Wheeler Dealer and save at least 30%. Part of over 100 individual items on sale all the time, day or night, any day, any night, at shopwheelerdealer.com. Plus, added savings on at least one item called Our Deal of the Day, which can be sent directly to your phone when you text Wheeler Dealer to 90210. And to join our email VIP club, just email wheelerdealershow@kkpr.com.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation rolls on from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Doug Duda with you at the Omaha Country Club for the 34th Annual United States Senior Open. Randy Bushcutter back in the studios in Kearney. We talked earlier in the show, not just football and golf and hockey and everything else, but we talked beer, which should be talked about on a sports talk show. Nebraska, eighth in the nation for beer consumption per capita, according to the Beer Institute. And continuing on with more messages to us from the Dent Popper inbox, Trent says 35 gallons, and it was 35.2 per person in Nebraska, 21 and over. Trent says 35 gallons equates to just over a beer a day. Anyone who says under is lying. Of course, he says, I'm also 22. Maybe that's why I say that.
Did he mention me by name? I wonder. Beer a day. If it's a beer a day, I might be over. I'm close one way or the other. I'm kind of close one way or the other. Hey, and by the way, in the conference, since we're ahead of Wisconsin, is that correct?
No, they're fifth. We're eighth.
Oh, we're so close being number one in the conference. But we are. We lead the division. We lead the division.
Off air, I said, did you know, of course, there's District of Columbia, so there was a state that was number 51, and I asked who you thought it was. You nailed it right away, too.
You betcha, Utah.
Thanks, Utah.
Yeah, there you go. Even though they very famously, there was a microbrewery that had polygamy ale during the Olympics that were played at Salt Lake City, and bring one home to the wives. Great marketing strategy. Apparently, not enough to lift Utah out of the basement when it comes to per capita beer drinking.
Yeah.
Boy, I hope my kids aren't listening to the show today. It's like, oh, hey, good talk, Dad. Good talk.
Once in a generation, once in a lifetime type of deal. So pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. There's also some pretty interesting national stories out there that are just kind of all over the board today a little bit. Matt Stafford, we talked about yesterday, has signed up with the Detroit Lions. We didn't even bring that up with Mark Snyder because we had some other things to talk about. Ryan Braun. Will he or will he not be suspended? We talked about that a little bit. There's a story on ESPN.com how Dwight Howard never wanted to be a Laker, and just so many other things going on out there right now. And, of course, more about Aaron Hernandez and the story that won't go away, I guess.
Yeah, that's looking worse and worse and worse for Aaron Hernandez. And it's a tragedy all the way through. You never root for anybody to be in that kind of situation because, you have to kind of remember there's a family out there that's mourning the loss of a loved one. And I think it's be even more painful to know that someone, took their life on purpose versus there being just some sort of accident somewhere. So it's tragic deal out there completely. And to me, it's a little ironic that some of the people that turned in their Aaron Hernandez jerseys that the Patriots picked up, then picked up a Tim Tebow jersey. And they both came from the same football program. So I don't know if you blame any football programs, any coaches, any of those folks. I think there's a little bit of individual responsibility here. And Aaron Hernandez was probably not cut from the from very good cloth there.
Well, we're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike Will has a sports update for us. We'll have more from the U.S. Senior Open after this.
ESPN Superstation Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, a Sports Center update on ESPN, brought to you by Plum Creek Motors in Lexington, where everyone gets a great deal and a great deal more. James Shields wiggled out of early trouble as the Kansas City Royals beat the New York Yankees 3-1 last night. The game was the Yankees' third straight loss. Shields says his team is just focused on winning series right now.
We just want to win series. That's all we want to do right now. We're not really looking ahead. I mean, I know we have a tough schedule coming up, but you know, we're not really looking ahead. We're looking to win series right now, and you know, coming in here and winning the first two in Yankee Stadium is pretty good, pretty nice.
Kansas City is now 43-44 in the season. The same two teams will play at 6:05 tonight. Pre-game show begins at 5:25 on the Breeze KLIQ 94.5. And it'll be a breeze to listen to Storm hockey games during the 2013-2014 season. That's because the Tri-City Storm have renewed their agreement with Platte River Radio and will broadcast all 60 regular season games and any potential playoff games on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. This is the second consecutive season that the Breeze will be the primary home for the only United States hockey franchise in Central Nebraska. Hastings College volleyball coach Matt Buttermore has been named the Omaha World Herald's Women's Coach of the Year. Buttermore led the Broncos to the Elite Eight of the NAIA National Tournament this year. Hastings finished with a record of 30-7, including a 16-0 mark in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Ralphian Stotts out of Nebraska Kearney has been named the Omaha World Herald's Midlands College Male Athlete of the Year. Stotts won the NCAA Division II National Championship at 149 pounds last year and finished with a record of 34 wins and 4 losses. Nebraska's senior offensive lineman Cole Penzick is one of 44 players who have been named to the fall watch list for the 2013 Remington Trophy. The award is presented each year to the most outstanding center in college football. Penzick is in line to take over as Nebraska's starting center this year after splitting time between guard and center last fall. The winner of the 2013 Remington Trophy will be honored at a banquet in Lincoln on January the 11th of 2014. Jordan Hooper of Nebraska scored 11 points and pulled down 4 rebounds, lead the USA basketball team to a 105-75 win over Brazil today at the World University Games in Russia. Hooper has averaged 7.7 points and 6.3 rebounds per game in the first three games of pool play. Quarterfinals get underway on Friday. The USA is looking for their third straight gold medal at the World University Games and their ninth overall. And the East beat the West 3-2 in the Cornhusker League All-Star Game last night at Ryder Park in Grand Island. Anthony Pacheco of Kearney Runza was 2-for-3 at the plate with a double and a home run. Matt Karloff of Hastings Five Points Bank had an RBI single. Lincoln Southeast Vermeer High Plains beat Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes 8-1 last night. Kearney Little Caesars over Donovan Trumbull 12-1. That's sports.
This is Tom Feltis, the owner of Plum Creek Motors in Lexington, and I would like to personally invite you to stop and see our newly remodeled dealership. We have created a bigger and better dealership for our customers to make your service and shopping experience the best it can be. With two comfortable waiting areas with big screen TVs and free coffee and refreshments, and a customer business center with Wi-Fi and a personal computer so you can get some work done while you wait. We have upgraded our service department with General Motors' new service workbench system to help us maintain and service your vehicle with world-class technology and speed. And as always, we have one of Central Nebraska's largest selections of new Chevrolets and Buicks for you to choose from, as well as over 200 quality-checked pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock and priced for any budget. Stop in today and see the all-new Plum Creek Motors in Lexington, where everybody gets a great deal and a great deal more.
Cloud in the blue sky. The world was low, we were up
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday edition as we roll towards the top of the hour for the 34th annual United States Senior Open. Kenny Perry, Fred Couples, Tom Watson, Bernhard Langer, all some comments from them on tomorrow's show, along with Phil Steele, college football guru. And, of course, we'll be hearing from Paul Kondike of Spartan Magazine to talk Michigan State sports and Michigan State football as we get ready for Big Ten Media Days, 12 teams in 12 days, and it starts 2 weeks from today in Chicago. And American Legion Baseball going on tonight, a light schedule. The Kearney Runza seniors will be at home against Lincoln High. The Lincoln High juniors are at Hastings to take on Johnson Imperial Homes. So those games going on tonight. Let me ask you another question, Randy, since we've been all over the map today. And they're showing it here on ESPN. It's been on the frontpage.com, and it's been a big deal here lately. It's their body issue, I guess, is what they call it. The where they're taking photos of naked athletes with well-positioned sporting events or football, basketball, soccer. Gary Player's even in it this year. Just your thoughts on that? Do you ever look at the body issue of ESPN, the magazine?
I've seen it. The newness of it is kind of worn off a little bit. I will say this, that you really realize that, you know what, I can't play in the NFL. I can't play NBA. I mean, the physiques and the musculature of those athletes. And to me, it's not even, I don't know, and I don't want to say sexual or attractive or whatever. I want that to be a separate issue at all. But they just, wow, they are built. I mean, they it's no wonder that they're phenomenal athletes, because the equipment they take out on the playing field, and I don't mean the uniform, is better than what, you know. I mean, they're physically gifted folks, and they work at it, and they've been able to sculpt themselves. It is kind of impressive if you look at it from that point of view.
888-455-ESPN, always the phone number if you need to get in touch with us in the Den Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, and those photos are touched up, too.
yeah, but most of the touching up went in the weight room and with a good diet. I mean, they've been able to take what the good Lord gave them and found a way to make it work very, very effectively. I mean, that aspect, if you look at it from that kind of point of view, they prove what kind of specimens they really are in some of those photos. And I haven't seen this year's at all. I think I saw one a couple years ago was the last time I seen one.
Heard some comments from Colin Montgomery earlier in the Doug and Daddy show. Well, let's hear a few more comments from Colin Montgomery playing in his second senior major.
Colin, what kind of support did you feel from the galleries of Pittsburgh and maybe from the nine holes here today?
Superb support, a great warmth, a great welcome I've had from everybody, players and caddies and players and caddies I haven't seen for many years. And also with the crowd reaction, it's been super. I look forward to playing my part in that as well, and signing as many autographs and being part of that. I think this tour is more that way than the PGA Tour is. It's more a relationship-based tour where we can liaise with the crowd, with the spectators, on a more open basis. And I do like that. So far so good. It's been a tremendous week and a half that I've had already.
I go in the back over there.
Colin, Doug Duda from ESPN Radio. VJ doesn't want to play on the Champions Tour yet. Some guys, when they turn 50, that's all they do. Some split it back and forth. What are your plans? Will you continue to play PGA and European Tour events?
I think the schedule this year is quite strange, because I had to join towards the back end of the year, June the 23rd, and so I missed most of this year. I'm joining halfway through, but I'm playing as many Champions Tour events as I can. I'm playing another three or four European Tour events that I'm still a member of, and a couple of European Seniors Tour events. But the main focus for me is here. If I play, say, what, 28 tournaments a year, 22 of them will be in the States. So the majority of the time I will be spending here in the States. And I really look forward to it. I really do.
And you've had some success in the past, as you talked about earlier, in USGA championships. Three runner-up finishes in the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
Now you're back here with another USGA championship, the U.S. Senior Open.
Yes.
What is it about the USGA setups that suits your game? Or tell us about that.
I always loved the U.S. Open setups from 92 when I felt I had one in 92 at Pebble Beach and actually finished third. And the other three runner-up finishes I had, I really did enjoy playing in the U.S. Open, mainly because others didn't. It was the severest test of all. The USGA set up the courses in such a manner that it excluded half the field almost immediately and allowed me to feel one up on the first tee because it suited my game. I hit the fairways and I hit the greens, and that's what the U.S. Open was all about, hitting fairways and greens. And this course is really no different, fairways and greens, and it takes the pressure off. And it's amazing over the 4 days, the guy that's got the less pressure on him will end up winning. So that's my goal this particular week, is fairways and greens.
Always the key to getting off to a good golf round.
I should try that. I should try that. That's my problem. There you go.
Well, that's good enough to wrap up the show. I think we've hit all that we've wanted to today on the Doug and Daddy Show, unless Merritt has something for us to do. Merritt, you got anything for us to do?
I'm good.
You know what? I could listen to Colin Montgomery talk a lot longer. I could listen to him order pizza in that wonderful accent of his. I really could.
He and Roger Chapman, the defending champion, country mates, and it's just, you never heard of Roger Chapman, and he's got two more majors. Lifetime, whether it's regular or senior tour, than Colin Montgomery. And what a story it would be if Montgomery breaks the hex here in Omaha, Nebraska. It all tees off tomorrow morning. We'll be back on the Doug and Daddy Show with leaderboard updates, interviews with some of the top players in all of senior golf. We'll also continue our college football 12 teams in 12 days with Paul Kondike of Spartan Magazine. We'll hear from Phil Steele, college football magazine guru, right at the top of the show tomorrow, so don't miss Phil Steele right at the start of the show tomorrow. We do want to thank everyone that was a part of the program today, including Mark Snyder of the Detroit Free Press, taking a look at Michigan football. If you miss any of that interview or any of our 12 teams in 12 days or anything else on the Doug and Daddy Show, you can check out our podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal, The Loft and Courtyard. All you have to do is go to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com, click on the Doug and Daddy podcast, and you can hear it all. So for Randy Bushcutter, hey, have a good one, man.
Hey, you too. Enjoy your time in Omaha.
This is Doug Duda. We'll see you tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show.